第三部分言谈理解，每题均有三个选项，请依据所听到的对话或短文内容选出一个最适合的答案。
1. I forgot to send these letters for Ms. Lin yesterday. What should I do now?
You should hurry to the post office and send the letters now.
But then the letters will have today's date on them, and Ms. Lin will know about my mistake. I may lose my job. I can't let that happen. Maybe I should put these letters in the trash can.
What? These letters are really important to Ms. Lin. You should send the letters now and tell Ms. Lin the true story. Maybe she'll let you stay because you are trying hard to correct your mistake.
All right. I guess you're right.
Question. What should the man do to correct his mistake?
I forgot to send these letters for Ms. Lin yesterday. What should I do now?
You should hurry to the post office and send the letters now.
But then the letters will have today's date on them, and Ms. Lin will know about my mistake. I may lose my job. I can't let that happen. Maybe I should put these letters in the trash can.
What? These letters are really important to Ms. Lin. You should send the letters now and tell Ms. Lin the true story. Maybe she'll let you stay because you are trying hard to correct your mistake.
All right. I guess you're right.
Question. What should the man do to correct his mistake? Two. How do we get to the flower shop?
I don't know. But don't worry. There's a bookstore over there.
A bookstore? How would a bookstore help?
We can go there and buy a map.
Honey, nobody uses a map now. Young people use smartphones to find their way these days.
Really?
Look, there's a young man over there. Let's ask for his help.
Question. Why does the man want to go to the bookstore?
How do we get to the flower shop?
I don't know. But don't worry. There's a bookstore over there.
A bookstore? How would a bookstore help?
We can go there and buy a map.
Honey, nobody uses a map now. Young people use smartphones to find their way these days.
Really?
Look, there's a young man over there. Let's ask for his help.
Question. Why does the man want to go to the bookstore? Three.
Mom, I'm going on a trip to Taichung with my friend Roger today. Do you need me to buy you anything? A box of sun cakes?
No, I don't need you to buy me anything. But can you go visit Aunt Leah and bring her this box of banana cakes?
Why? What's so special about these banana cakes?
I made them. They're Aunt Leah's favorite food.
I see. I will bring them to her.
Question. What did the woman ask her son to do?
Mom, I'm going on a trip to Taichung with my friend Roger today. Do you need me to buy you anything? A box of sun cakes?
No, I don't need you to buy me anything. But can you go visit Aunt Leah and bring her this box of banana cakes?
Why? What's so special about these banana cakes?
I made them. They're Aunt Leah's favorite food.
I see. I will bring them to her.
Question. What did the woman ask her son to do? Four.
Hello, Sonia. This is Wayne, your classmate from elementary school.
Oh, hi, Wayne. What's up?
Are you free tomorrow morning? Let's go visit Ms. Lee.
Our teacher from elementary school, Ms. Lee? Oh, I miss her. But I have to work tomorrow. How about the day after tomorrow?
Okay, but Ms. Lee goes to church every Sunday morning. How about having lunch with her after she leaves the church?
Great! Let's call her now.
Question. What day is today?
Hello, Sonia. This is Wayne, your classmate from elementary school.
Oh, hi, Wayne. What's up?
Are you free tomorrow morning? Let's go visit Ms. Lee.
Our teacher from elementary school, Ms. Lee? I miss her. But I have to work tomorrow. How about the day after tomorrow?
Okay, but Ms. Lee goes to church every Sunday morning. How about having lunch with her after she leaves the church?
Great! Let's call her now.
Question. What day is today? Five.
My name is Miko Fogarty. I'm 11 years old, and I'm a ballet dancer. I don't go to elementary school like other kids. I study at home, so I have more time to practice dancing. I get up at 6 every morning. After I have my breakfast, I study for an hour. At 8:30, my mom drives me to the dance class. I practice dancing from 9 to 12 in the morning and from 2 to 6 in the afternoon. After dinner, my mom teaches me math and science from 8 to 10. I practice dancing every day. My dream is to be a great dancer in the future.
Question. How long does it take Miko Fogarty to practice dancing every day?
My name is Miko Fogarty. I'm 11 years old, and I'm a ballet dancer. I don't go to elementary school like other kids. I study at home, so I have more time to practice dancing. I get up at 6 every morning. After I have my breakfast, I study for an hour. At 8:30, my mom drives me to the dance class. I practice dancing from 9 to 12 in the morning and from 2 to 6 in the afternoon. After dinner, my mom teaches me math and science from 8 to 10. I practice dancing every day. My dream is to be a great dancer in the future.
Question. How long does it take Miko Fogarty to practice dancing every day?
Six. Mike, what are you going to do this weekend?
My wife Hannah and I are going on a cycling holiday.
A cycling holiday?
Yes. We'll spend 2 days riding bicycles. On the first day, we're going to ride around Mirror Lake. On the second day, we'll ride all the way to Eagle Mountain from Mirror Lake.
Nice. In fact, I'll go to Mirror Lake this weekend too.
Really? What are you going to do there?
I'm going to row a boat with my husband.
Question. What do people do on a cycling holiday?
Mike, what are you going to do this weekend?
My wife Hannah and I are going on a cycling holiday.
A cycling holiday?
Yes. We'll spend 2 days riding bicycles. On the first day, we're going to ride around Mirror Lake. On the second day, we'll ride all the way to Eagle Mountain from Mirror Lake.
Nice. In fact, I'll go to Mirror Lake this weekend too.
Really? What are you going to do there?
I'm going to row a boat with my husband.
Question. What do people do on a cycling holiday?
Seven. You're all wet. What happened?
It's raining outside. I just ran here in the rain. I'm okay. Let's have dinner now.
Here, put on my coat. You're shaking. Waiter, please give us a cup of hot black tea right away. Thanks.
I also want 2 beef sandwiches and an apple pie. I'm so hungry.
You can eat the cake first. Happy birthday, my dear. And these flowers are for you.
Aww. Thank you. I love you.
Question. Where are the man and the woman?
You're all wet. What happened?
It's raining outside. I just ran here in the rain. I'm okay. Let's have dinner now.
Here, put on my coat. You're shaking. Waiter, please give us a cup of hot black tea right away. Thanks.
I also want 2 beef sandwiches and an apple pie. I'm so hungry.
You can eat the cake first. Happy birthday, my dear.
and these flowers are for you.
Aww, thank you. I love you.
Question. Where are the man and the woman?
Eight. Joshua, my dear, where are you?
I'm still looking for a parking space.
What? The food is cold now.
Start eating now with the kids. Don't wait for me.
But today is your birthday, and this birthday dinner is for you.
I know, but finding a parking space in a big city is never easy.
Let's take a taxi next time.
Question. Why is the man late for his birthday dinner?
Joshua, my dear, where are you?
I'm still looking for a parking space.
What? The food is cold now.
Start eating now with the kids. Don't wait for me.
But today is your birthday, and this birthday dinner is for you.
I know, but finding a parking space in a big city is never easy.
Let's take a taxi next time.
Question. Why is the man late for his birthday dinner? Nine.
Excuse me, sir. I'm looking for an old book, but I forgot the name of the book.
Who is the writer of the book? Do you remember?
Sorry, I don't. The book is about the writer's life by a pond in Massachusetts. He enjoyed his life in nature, and he wrote down the changes of flowers and trees around the pond during four seasons.
Oh, are you looking for Henry Thoreau's Walden?
Yes, yes! That's the name of the book. Thank you so much. I want to buy one.
Here you are. It is $300 NT.
Question. Which is true? Excuse me, sir. I'm looking for an old book, but I forgot the name of the book.
Who is the writer of the book? Do you remember?
Sorry, I don't. The book is about the writer's life by a pond in Massachusetts. He enjoyed his life in nature, and he wrote down the changes of flowers and trees around the pond during four seasons.
Oh, are you looking for Henry Thoreau's Walden?
Yes, yes! That's the name of the book. Thank you so much. I want to buy one.
Here you are. It is $300 NT.
Question. Which is true? Ten.
Hello, John. It's me, Robert. How is your school life in Winterfell? This weekend, my wife and I are going on a trip to Highgarden, a city to the south of Winterfell. We'll spend 3 hours driving to Highgarden from River Run. We're going to spend a week hiking in the mountains in Highgarden. We're thinking about visiting you after we finish our hiking. We plan to take a bus to Winterfell from Highgarden. What do you say? Give me a call when you're free.
Question. Which is true?
Hello, John. It's me, Robert. How is your school life in Winterfell? This weekend, my wife and I are going on a trip to Highgarden, a city to the south of Winterfell. We'll spend 3 hours driving to Highgarden from River Run. We're going to spend a week hiking in the mountains in Highgarden. We're thinking about visiting you after we finish our hiking. We plan to take a bus to Winterfell from Highgarden. What do you say? Give me a call when you're free.
Question. Which is true?